Time now for today's Meet the Husker Report, sponsored by Sinclair Oil. Fill up your life and your vehicle with DynoCare, Sinclair's top-tier gasoline.
Fill up to get to work, to camp, to grandma's, to the movies, to the skate park, to try the world's best tacos, to watch the sunset at Mount Rushmore, to ride on a green fiberglass dinosaur. Fill up your life. From the greatest monuments to those little moments, Sinclair is proud to fuel America's journeys. Go farther for less with DynoCare, Sinclair's top-tier engine cleaning gasoline. Learn more at sinclairoil.com.
It's time for Meet the Huskers, presented by Sinclair Oil. I'm Nate Rohr. Today we're chatting with Cade Warner, a sophomore wide receiver from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Cade, of course, you grew up around football in the NFL. What advantages, with your father being in the NFL, what advantages do you think seeing football at that high a level growing up gave you?
Yeah, I think it really helped me with the speed of the game. I transitioned from varsity or from freshman to varsity after 1 year, and I think my dad helping me coach me in that year really aided in my ability to see the field. And my dad being a quarterback and my little brother being a quarterback, he always made me come in the quarterback room with him and learn the defenses and learn, you know, what cover two is, what cover three is, what blitzes are coming. So I think not only him being in the NFL, but him being that close to me and be able to teach me that stuff really helped me on the field.
When's the last time you guys played catch out on the field or just in the yard?
Yeah, I mean, this last week I got to have a little break. I got 1 week back before fall camp, and it's just kind of whenever he's not busy and whenever I'm not busy, hey, we'll go play catch, and we'll go out there and we'll throw for however long until his arm's about to fall off or I can't catch anymore. So we love throwing each other, but we don't get to do it as often as I would like to because he's always busy or I'm always here. But when we get home, we make sure we at least have a couple sessions together.
Your role last year really grew as the year went along as one of the guys who emerged in the wide receiver room. Were you even surprised by what you were able to do last year?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised by it because as a player, you're always ready. You know what I mean? So they always tell you, hey, be ready in case someone goes down, in case something happens. So I think I was ready and I wasn't surprised by that. I think the biggest thing for me was that jump from where I was at to where I ended up at. And looking back on it, maybe it surprised me a little bit, but in the time being, I was just living in the moment and he threw me in and I was ready to go. You know, so looking back on it, I would say it's a little surprising if you look back on where I was at the beginning of the year to where I ended the season. But in the moment, you're just ready to go.
You work with Troy Walters on a daily basis as your position coach. What's he brought out in your game that maybe you didn't have in the toolkit before?
Yeah, I mean, before we didn't stress blocking nearly as much as we do now. And now it's no block, no rock. So now every day of practice, we're stressing blocking. And every single day, we're practicing cuts. And I think it's, with Troy, or Coach Walters, I should say, it's the stressing the details. That's the biggest thing. Stressing where your feet should be, where your hand should be on a block. And during cuts, how many steps you're taking, what's your depth. I think it's the biggest thing that he stretches the details of the game. And I think I really respect him for that.
That's Meet the Huskers for today with Nebraska wide receiver Cade Warner. Stay tuned to this Husker Sports Network affiliate for our next episode, brought to you by the Sinclair Oil Corporation.